The young Moshe Flinker lived in Brussels between 1942 and 1944, and he wrote there his diary, which has been found by his sister returning from Auschwitz in 1945 in the place where they lived in Brussels, and they brought this diary, which was composed of three different parts, in Israel, where they decided to live. The diary went from hand to hand and, in fact, was shown to the Nobel Prize Israeli writer Shmuel Yosef Agnon. And Agnon was so impressed by the quality of the diary that he recommended it for publication to Yad Vashem. And Yad Vashem published the original version of the diary, which was written in Hebrew in 1958, and subsequently published the English translation. And it must be said that the diary has been also translated in various languages, in Dutch, obviously, in Yiddish, in Italian, and in German. And I'm currently translating it into French.
You think very highly of this young boy, Moshe Flinker, that you even call a visioner.
Yes, how can I call him differently when we can read in his diary the reflections that he develops, both on the way that the war is going on. He is very well aware of what's going in the various battles, both in North Africa, in Soviet Union, and he is very well conscious that, for example, behind the battle which is taking place on both sides, American, English, French on one side, Soviet Union on the other side, that there is a secret war for the conquest of the Europe. And he's writing that one should not be naive to believe that the objective of the Soviet Union is to liberate Europe, but it's also to conquer Europe. And I think that to write such things at his age mean that he was really a visionary. Not only on the front was he a visionary on the development of the various situations in the front, but also he was visionary in the future of his people, because he was in the worst ever situation in which the Jewish people was. And there in the middle of the night, he saw that there was light at the end of the tunnel, and this light for him was the creation of a state for the people of the Jewish people.
He was a visionary, but he also was a very fast learner, and he learned Arabic. Why?
Exactly. He did learn Arabic, and one can actually wonder why a young boy would go to various bookshops in occupied Brussels buying a German book to learn Arabic on his own. And the reason why he decided to learn Arabic is because, following his vision of the return of the Jewish people in Israel, which at this time was under the British mandate, he was very conscious that in this territory lived both Jews and Arabs, which he called, by his own terms, the son of Abraham. And he said that we Jews must live in peace with son of Abraham, and therefore we must know their language, which means, for me, we must also know their culture.
How does he describe his daily life in Brussels?
He's describing his daily life with very concrete words, in a very simple manner, about how important it was to get food with tickets, how important it was to obtain the paper to become a refugee in Brussels, which means that he and his family lived in Brussels under false paper and not as Jew. And he also was talking about his daily life. His father and his mother told him that he had to do something about his way of living because as you imagine, he could not go to school. He had to live, as we say, in a jail, which is not really a jail, but he could not go to school. He could not go officially somewhere, as well as his sisters. And one day his father suggested that he go to learn how to type letters. He went to this school in Brussels to learn how to type letters on a type machine.
What would have been his message today to humanity and to the Jewish people if he were a survivor?
His message would be to the Jews that they must recognize and be aware of their identity. And it's only when someone is clear, kind about his own identity, that he can really contribute to the West and to better communicate with other people, including Muslim and Christians. What we can say is that because of his religion, he believed that there will be salvation, and the salvation will come from God, from his point of view.